RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello listener, welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, and Focus News in Brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news for the headlines. Indonesian government must stop gas export. Indonesian president will dedicate the government's achievements at the MPR session. Now the news in detail. The Energy, Oil and Gas Division Deputy Chairman, Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry Kadin, Bobby Gafur Umar said that the Indonesian government should stop gas export because it benefits foreign countries more as they could get profit and added value from it. According to him, amid falling oil and gas prices in the global market, the government is needed to put more attention to gas sector by stepping up pipe constructions to distribute gas from its source, among others. The government need to boost gas sector growth, bearing in mind Indonesia only produces roughly 830,000 barrels of oil per day, which forces it to import significant amount of fuel that needs high subsidy. He hoped that President Joko Widodo could push infrastructure constructions such as toll road and ports. Gas is expected to make up 35% of national energy utilization by 2025. The annual session of the People's Consultative Assembly, MPR, heard the President's speech on the government's achievement during the last 1 year. The Indonesian Minister of Communication and Information Rudiantara after opened the Public Relations Forum of MPR Secretary General at DPR MPR Building, Jakarta, Wednesday, August 10, 2016, said that the government's achievement would be socialized to the people as soon as possible. To get the government's achievement, which would be received well by people, there needs a good coordination for the communications process. One of communication channels is the role of public relations at the ministry and the state institution. He also stated that the thematic forum, which was attended by all public relations officials of the ministry and the institution, have the role to share various information on the strategic policy. Minister Rudiantara hoped the annual session could be a communication facility between the state administrators and the people about the life of the nation. Meanwhile, Secretary General of MPR, Maruf Cahyono, said that the MPR Annual Session 2016 agenda included to hear the speech of President Joko Widodo. The session becomes MPR forum for the performance report of the state institutions conveyed by President. The National Development Planning Minister, a National Development Planning Agency Bappenas head Bambang Brojonegoro, said Indonesia needs to boost economic growth to around 5.36% to achieve the full-year target. In the year's second half, state and regional budget optimization could significantly boost growth. He expects regional governments to stop depositing money in banks. Moreover, in the year's second half, the government expects private sector to react positively to several policy packages issued by the government to boost investments. According to him, Indonesia expects to see investment in manufacture and service sectors since global commodity prices that continue to experience contraction will no longer improve export. The government will continue to manage inflation rate corridor at 4% to 1% to maintain consumer purchasing power. Indonesian Health Ministry recorded that around 28 million Indonesian people are infected with hepatitis. Hanifa Oswari from Indonesian Association of Pediatricians, in the sideline of a workshop related to the World Hepatitis Day, themed Now Hepatitis Act Now in Jakarta on Tuesday to media, said that Indonesia keeps reducing the number of hepatitis cases by giving vaccine of antihepatitis to newborn babies. He said the reduction of hepatitis cases needs concrete cooperation between baby's parents and hospitals.
Ya, kita dari Ikatan Dokter Anak Indonesia.
Since 2011, the Indonesian Association of Pediatricians has informed that antihepatitis vaccine must be given to newborn babies of less than 12 hours. Actually, it must be as early as possible. It does not mean that we have to wait for 24 hours. If it could be 1 hour, why should we wait for 5 hours? Reducing the number of hepatitis cases needs cooperation between hospitals, doctors, and people. Hanifa Oswari, who is also chairman of Oregon Transplantation of Medicine Faculty of the University of Indonesia, said giving antihepatitis vaccine is part of the national immunization program for 2, 3, and 4 year old babies. Hanifa added the program must be supported so that the Indonesian babies could be prevented from hepatitis infection. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Indonesian Education and Culture Ministry is holding ASEAN Learning with Cultural Maestros at Textile Museum, Jakarta, from August 8 until August 14, 2016. This activity invited high school students from ASEAN countries to learn Indonesian culture, such as processing batik and playing angklung. Director General of Culture Hilmar Farid, at the opening ceremony of ASEAN Cultural Learning Program with Maestro, stated that young generation are the national assets. Therefore, ASEAN young generation must develop relationship and share to each other in order to develop the culture.
Jadi berharap dari pengalaman ini mereka bawa kembali ke negeri.
I hope from this experience they could bring it back to their countries and make other similar ones. We hope from this experience they could develop it with their own way. I hope so. Hilmar Farid explained that angklung and batik are chosen as the cultural products to be introduced because both are established by UNESCO as the world's intangible cultural heritage. This event is a pilot project that will be adopted by other ASEAN countries and will be suggested at ASEAN Minister Culture and Arts Meeting and Senior Official Meeting of Culture and Arts Forum in Brunei Darussalam at the end of August. The participants came from 9 ASEAN member countries, have learned to make batik at the Textile Museum in Jakarta, and will visit Komar Batik House in Bandung. Besides, the participants will also learn to play angklung traditional music instrument at Saung Angklung Bang Ujo. Hepatitis is an infection of human's liver organ, which is caused by various factors such as virus, bacteria, medicines, alcohol, and other hazardous substances that can lead to death to the patient. To curb the spread of illness, Indonesian government conducts hepatitis tests for pregnant women during 2016. It was said by Director of Controlling Contagious Illness of Indonesian Health Ministry, Windra Wawaruntu, to RRI Voice of Indonesia in the sideline of media workshop related to the World Hepatitis Day themed Now Hepatitis Act Now in Jakarta Tuesday.
Sejauh ini yang kita lakukan itu adalah deteksi dini.
So far, the Indonesian Health Ministry has done early detection of hepatitis B. It was available for pregnant women. We give them priority. In this year, we conduct 500,000 tests for pregnant women. If they are detected having hepatitis positively, it means their babies are also infected. The control over the hepatitis cases is one of the government's programs.
Moreover, Windra Wawaruntu said 28 million Indonesian people are infected with hepatitis. 14 million of them suffer chronic hepatitis. Therefore, to prevent the spread of hepatitis in the future, Windra said, the government gives anti-hepatitis vaccine to newborn babies regularly. The last item, Education and Culture Minister Muhajir Effendi will introduce the full-day school system for basic education, both for private and state elementary and lower secondary schools. He said that the full-day school system will help develop the character of children. However, many quarters considered it important that implications of any such idea be studied thoroughly. Chairman of the Indonesian Child Protection Commission, Arorinyam, cautioned that the full-day school system needs to be carefully evaluated before it is implemented. According to Wilgo Zainar, a lawmaker of Commission 11 of the House of Representatives DPR, the pros and cons of the proposal should be studied. Such a subject needs wider public discourse and must not be implemented merely by issuing a circular. In the meantime, the regional government of Jakarta said it will conduct a study before moving ahead in this matter. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesian government must stop gas export. Indonesian president dedicate the government's achievements at the NPR session. That was the news.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with commentary. Since came to power at the end of June, the president of the Philippines, Rodrigo Duterte, has proven his commitment to eradicate narcotics. 400 people have lost their lives in the bloodiest operation in the history of the island's republic located in the north of Indonesia. But Rodrigo Duterte is not yet satisfied. In a speech at a military camp in Davao Sunday, August 7, 2016, the Philippines president said he would publish 150 names of officials, including judges, mayors, MPs, policy and soldiers said to be involved in the narcotics or drugs trade. He ordered the people on that list to surrender or accept the consequences. The military and police personnel involved in narcotics have been removed from office and all the weapons withdrawn from their hands. Officials indicated also no longer get security escorts. The result is dozens of officials surrendered after the ultimatum. Among the names published, there are some who protested and declared innocence. President Duterte refused to stop the order to gun down drug dealers, though admitted there were some errors in the implementation. Last Friday, Duterte reiterated that the order was given without discrimination and included also politicians. This policy is in accordance with Duterte's campaign promise to solve the problem of narcotics within 6 months. In addition to killing 400 people since Duterte's presidency last June, 4,400 people have been languishing in detention. This policy has made dealers and drug users gripped by fear. 5,000 people choose to surrender to the authorities in the Philippines, including three mayors of the region Maguindano in the southern Philippines. To rehabilitate them, Duterte is considering the use of a military camp. Although the policy has been successful in making the drug dealers scared, hundreds of anti-drug organizations and human rights advocacy groups have requested the United Nations to denounce President Duterte's policy in combating drugs trafficking. The requests have been submitted to the International Narcotics Control Board, or INCB, and the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime, or UNODC. Philippine Senator Leila De Lima is even demanding investigation into the policies of President Duterte. What is being done in the Philippines is an important lesson for Indonesia, which is also experiencing a drug emergency. It's a drastic action, as Duterte also needs to be done to eradicate drugs in Indonesia. Is the maximum sentence like the death penalty not enough? Pros and cons may happen, but the fight against drugs must not be stopped. Listener, that was commentary for today.
Voice of Indonesia can be heard daily through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello, listener. Welcome to Today in History. We start from an event on August 10, 1973, massive renovation of Borobudur Temple. Borobudur is the biggest Buddha's temple in Asia, which is located in Borobudur Village, Magelang, Central Java, Indonesia. The location is approximately 100 kilometers to the west of Semarang, 86 kilometers to the west of Surakarta, and 40 kilometers to the northwest of Yogyakarta. The stupa-formed temple was built by Mahayana Buddhist followers in 800 AD during the rules of Shailendra dynasty. After buried 400 years, then the temple was discovered in 1814. The Borobudur temple has been renovated repeatedly since the Dutch colonial era. Finally, for the UNESCO's assistance, the Borobudur temple was renovated massively. The restoration ceremony was officially launched by President Suharto on August 10, 1973. Now we take you to have a look at an event on August 10, 1995, the Awakening Day of National Technology. The National Technology Awakening Day is celebrated annually on August 10th under Presidential Decree No. 71 of 1995. The commemoration of the day is aimed to appreciate the success of the Indonesian nations in exploiting, managing, and developing science and technology, as well as to encourage them to continue to stimulate innovation and creation to the prosperity and civilization of Indonesia. By showing the work of science and technology, the National Technology Awakening Day also become a momentum to provide public accountability to everything that has been done by the science and technology community. The National Technology Awakening Day commemoration began from the maiden flight of N-250 Gatotkaca plane on August 10, 1995 in Bandung. The results of the nations is an evidence that Indonesia has successfully fostered innovation to develop national science and technology. The Day of Veteran is commemorated on August 10th annually. Indonesian Legion Veterans is an organization that brings together the Indonesian veterans. According to the Law No. 15 in 2012, the state needs to give award to those who have actively contributed voluntarily. The award is also given to those who died in battle to fight and defend the independence of the Republic of Indonesia, as well as to those who are active members in the assignment under the United Nations. The government set August 10th as the National Veteran Day based on Presidential Decree No. 30 of 2014 signed by President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono on August 10th, 2014. The National Veterans Day is intended to commemorate the armistice on August 10, 1949, after the Indonesian independence fighters against the Dutch troops. Listener, that was The Regular, Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, Daily News and Events.
Listener, welcome back to Voice Green. Today's edition will talk about Environment Minister observe Amatoa Kajang Traditional Forest. The Environment and Forestry Minister Siti Nurbaya on Monday, August the 8th, observed the traditional area of Amatoa Kajang Bulukumba Regency, South Sulawesi. The minister walked barefoot and dressed in black as a form of honor toward the local tradition of Kajang ethnic people. On the opportunity, Minister Siti Nurbaya held a dialogue with indigenous stakeholders and custom leaders of Amatoa Kajang ethnics, known as Puto Palasa. The working visit of Minister Siti Nurbaya was in connected with the government's plan to change the status of Kajang forest from limited production forest into indigenous forest. Previously, the ministry stated the 303 hectares of forest area has technically met the standard as indigenous forest area in Indonesia. During the visit, Minister Siti Nurbaya promised to invite President Joko Widodo to visit Amatoa Kajang indigenous region Bulukumba. The minister will firstly report the results of her visit to President on August 15th. According to her, President Joko Widodo greatly assists the development of the existing forest area in Indonesia. However, no longer any land clearing will lead to conflict and crimes against society in the future. She hoped that President will immediately inaugurate the Amatoa Kajang indigenous forest. Therefore, the area become the first indigenous forest in Indonesia, which is said by the government. The local people of Amatoa Kajang live in the area from generation to generation, precisely in Kajang sub-district. The location of Amatoa indigenous forest covering four villages, namely Tanatoa, Patiruang, Bonto Aji, and Maleleng villages, Kajang sub-district Bulukumba Regency, South Sulawesi Province. Most of people are farmers who cultivate corn, coconut, banana, and clove. Based on the statistic data of Bulukumba Regional Government, the development of Kajang indigenous people currently is estimated about 44,866 or 11.83% from the total population of Bulukumba Regency. With the assignment of Amatoa Kajang area as the limited production forest in 1999, it was actually not in accordance with the policy taken by Kajang indigenous people that has been run from generation to generation even before the establishment of the Unitary State of Indonesia. After it was set as the indigenous forest, the people of Amatoa Kajang will have the right of indigenous forest management. The right covering, management, and utilization the forest in accordance with the local wisdom, the utilization indigenous knowledge in the utilization of genetic human resources on the forest, utilization of timber, non-timber, and environment services in accordance with the function of indigenous forest, as well as to get incentives such as the forestry development programs, both from the central and regional governments. Listener, that was The Voice Green. Listener, welcome to News in Brief. The Energy, Oil and Gas Division Deputy Chairman, Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry Kadin, Bobby Gafur Umar, said that the Indonesian government should stop gas export because it benefits foreign countries more as they could get profit and added value from it. The annual session of the People's Consultative Assembly MPR hearing the President's speech on the government's achievement during the last 1 year. The Indonesian Minister of Communication and Information, Rudiantara, after open the public relations forum of MPR Secretary General at DPR MPR Building, Jakarta, Wednesday, said that the government's achievement would be socialized to the people as soon as possible. The National Development Planning Minister, National Development Planning Agency Head Bambang Brojonegoro said Indonesia needs to boost economic growth to around 5.36% to achieve the full-year target. In the year's second half, state and regional budget optimization could significantly boost growth. Indonesian Health Ministry recorded that around 28 million Indonesian people are infected with hepatitis. Hanifa Oswari from Indonesian Association of Pediatrician in the sidelines of a workshop related to the World Hepatitis Day in Jakarta Tuesday to media said that Indonesia keeps reducing the number of hepatitis cases by giving vaccine of anti-hepatitis to newborn babies. The Indonesian Education and Culture Ministry is holding ASEAN Learning with the Cultural Maestros at Textile Museum Jakarta from August 8 until August 14, 2016. This activity invited high school students from ASEAN countries to learn Indonesian culture, such as processing batik and playing angklung. Hepatitis is an infection of human liver organ which is caused by various factors such as virus, bacteria, medicines, alcohol, and other hazardous substances that can lead to death of the patient. To curb the spread of illness, Indonesian government conducts hepatitis tests for pregnant women during 2016. Education and Culture Minister Muhajir Effendi will introduce the full-day school system for basic education, both for private and state elementary and lower secondary schools. The full-day school system will help develop the character of children. Listener, that was news in brief.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id. You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, it is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll invite you to visit South Sulawesi. Stay tuned. Listeners, if you visit a region, certainly you feel less if you do not taste typical food of the region. Every region in Indonesia has its own different taste of typical food, which is suitable with appetite and character of local people. For example, in South Sulawesi, this region has typical food with hot taste. This food is called nasu paleko. The name of nasu paleko comes from Bugis language. Nasu paleko consists of two words, namely nasu and paleko. Nasu means cooked and paleko means pan. Nasu paleko can be found not only at restaurants but also at residents' houses. This food becomes required menu when local people are holding celebrations such as wedding party. This food has become required food from generation to generation since hundreds of years ago. Nasu Paleko is certainly not as famous as Choto Makassar or Konro soup, but you do not have to worry. Moreover, if you are in South Sulawesi, this food can be found easily. Many restaurants sell this food. To know whether the restaurant sells this food, you can see at the front of the restaurant. If at front of the restaurant there is duck cake, certainly this restaurant provides nasu paleko. At this restaurant, you can see the cooking process directly, beginning from slaughtering until to be ready to serve as delicious food. Listeners, that was Indonesian Wonder for today featuring Nasu Paleko from South Sulawesi Province. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which invites you to learn Bahasa Indonesia. Today, we feature a topic entitled Membatalkan Rencana, which in English means cancel the plan. Stay tuned. As usual, I will introduce you to the vocabulary and expressions that relate to today's topic of conversation. I'll say the sentence twice slowly and you can repeat after me. Membatalkan rencana. Membatalkan rencana in English means to cancel the plan. Bagaimana? Bagaimana in English means how. Rencana kita. Rencana kita in English means our plan. Lupa. Lupa in English means forget. Malam ini. Malam ini in English means tonight. Pergi. Pergi in English means to go. Bioskop. Bioskop in English means cinema. Maaf. Maaf in English means to forgive. Tidak bisa pergi. Tidak bisa pergi in English means cannot go. Dengan kamu. Dengan kamu in English means with you. Mengantar. Mengantar in English means to take. Ke bandara. Ke bandara in English means to the airport. Jika. Jika in English means if. Besok malam. Besok malam in English means tomorrow night. Rencana. Rencana in English means plan. Belajar bersama teman. Belajar bersama teman in English means to study with friend. Batalkan. Batalkan in English means to cancel. Buat rencana baru. Buat rencana baru in English means to make a new plan. Nanti. Nanti in English means next time. Now, we give you an example of conversation entitled Membatalkan Rencana, or in English means to cancel the plan. The conversation is between A. Andi and B. Danu. A. Andi. Danu, bagaimana rencana kita malam hari ini? Danu, bagaimana rencana kita malam hari ini? In English means, Danu, how about our plan tonight? B. Danu? Rencana apa, Andy? Rencana apa, Andy? In English means, what is the plan, Andy? Hey, Andy. Kamu lupa ya? Kamu lupa ya? In English means, have you forgot? Malam ini kita akan pergi ke bioskop. Malam ini kita akan pergi ke bioskop. In English means, we have planned to go to the cinema this evening. B. Danu. Oh maaf, saya tidak bisa pergi dengan kamu malam ini. Oh maaf, saya tidak bisa pergi dengan kamu malam ini. In English means, oh sorry, I cannot go with you this evening. Saya mau mengantar adik ke Bandara Soekarno-Hatta Cengkareng. Saya mau mengantar adik ke Bandara Soekarno-Hatta Cengkareng. In English means, I will take my sister to Soekarno-Hatta Cengkareng Airport. A. Andy. Oh begitu, bagaimana jika besok malam? Oh begitu, bagaimana jika besok malam? In English means, I see, how about tomorrow evening? B. Danu. Tidak bisa, Andy, saya ada rencana belajar bersama dengan teman. Tidak bisa, Andy, saya ada rencana belajar bersama dengan teman. In English means, sorry, I cannot, Andy. I have planned to study along with my friends. A. Andy. Baiklah, kalau begitu kita batalkan saja rencana ini. Baiklah, kalau begitu kita batalkan saja rencana ini. In English means, alright, we have to cancel the plan, okay? B. Danu. Baiklah, nanti kita buat rencana baru. Baiklah, nanti kita buat rencana baru. In English means, okay, we make a new plan next time. Listener, that was today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hopefully, it can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. We'll see you again with a different topic. Thank you for your attention. See you again next week, and sampai jumpa. Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia. Hello listeners of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, welcome back with me in Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian original music. In today's edition, I'm Hernita, going to introduce an Indonesian singer, Iga Mawarni. However, before we talk about it, let's enjoy the song that has made Iga Mawarni become a popular singer in the Indonesian music industry, entitled Kasmaran, means falling in love. Enjoy the song.
Mengapa? pasti darimu. Apakah semua ini yang dinamakan cinta? Ataukah semua ini karena aku kasmar?
Listener, you have just listened to the song entitled Kasmaran means Falling in Love by Iga Mawarni. In 1991, the song was booming in the Indonesian music market. All at once, it made Iga Mawarni became popular as the Indonesian top singer. It made Iga had an equal with other singers that had been well known before her. With her jazzy character voice, Iga Mawarni managed to place herself in the heart of music lovers around archipelago. Since she was a child, Iga Mawarni had been familiar with art world. When she was in school, from elementary until high school, Mawarni also joined the art competition which was held in her hometown Solo. She got a lot of achievements. One of the best achievements that she ever got was the second winner of Bintang Radio Televisi or the Radio Television Singing Contest in the national level in 1978. Not only singing, Iga Mawarni also has talent in dancing. Her ability in dancing was learned and developed in Solo. Listeners, let's enjoy the next song by Iga Mawarni entitled Pesonamu. Happy listening.
yang tersibak olehmu. Seringkali kau hantui jalan pikiranku hingga ku terlena jatuh dalam dekatmu.
After having a career in Indonesian music, Iga Mawarni also tried in acting. She played as journalist in the movie that was directed by an Indonesian popular actor named Slamet Raharjo. Not only being a solo singer, Mawarni also made a vocal group with five Indonesian female singers, Yuni Syara, Nina Tamam, Rika Ruslan, and Andin. During her activity, Iga Mawarni coordinated the organizing event that gave award to Indonesian artists and also the traditional music event in the international level. Well, listener, to conclude our today's segment, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Awal Sebuah Cinta and Satu Jam Saja. Happy listening and sampai jumpa.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
lagi selain denganmu. Sejak mula kita bertemu, hatiku mulai resah, gelisah menyapa rindu yang menggoda di hati.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.